I can still remember, honey, the time that going through a challenging journey in our own lives financially, that one of the leaders in our church showed up on our door one day with a basket of groceries.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
There was that sense of, what is it going to mean if I receive this? Is this somehow an indictment on my adequacy?
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean I failed? My pride was being attacked. It was being challenged. There was a breaking of God going on to humble me at my point of self-reliance.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Are you a powerful parent? Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, daily how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all commandments, with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Well, are you a powerful parent? Now, we're not talking about becoming Rambo or Xena the Warrior Princess in your own home. On today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, you'll discover one of the most critical principles for becoming a confident, godly parent for your kids, what we call an empowered parent. So join us with David and Teresa as we learn how to build a relationship with our kids that will make a powerful impact for a lifetime. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Okay, all you parents out there that feel like you need to be super moms and dads that you feel like need to be super dads, listen up. We understand that parenting's hard. We understand that it takes, 20 hands to wipe nose and scoop up all those Legos that are laying around the floor. You know, you just want to take them in one felt scoop. And sometimes I have to confess, throw them in the trash. But we're not going to do that. But in case you're not feeling like you're a superhero, in today's program, we're going to be discussing one principle that every parent, whether you feel super or not, Dave, needs to understand.
That's right, Teresa. In fact, parenting is one of the toughest jobs of a lifetime. And to you parents out there, how about this? Over the internet recently, I was just looking at a posting of messages to God from children. See if one of these sounds like one of your children. This one was from a little boy named Larry. He writes this: Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works for my brother and I.
We wished it for that simple, right?
That's right. And how about this one, parents? This one's from Mickey. If you watch me on church Sunday, I'll show you my new shoes. It's interesting that children really are gifts from the Lord. And yet, in the middle of those kind of funny, real cute things, we also know they're challenges. They're challenges for them, but there's also challenges for us as parents. All week long, we're focusing on the topic of being an empowered parent, adequate, competent, with that sense of security in how you're passing on Christ's love and a heritage to your children. Now, I've got to know, I struggle with that painfully in the early years of our parenting. I mean, I struggle to give our children approval.
I thought about something funny, David. When we're talking about being a superhero and you're talking about struggling, I thought about Eric and you trying to struggle to discipline him. Discipline was very hard for you. and you didn't like to discipline, especially when Eric would do some of the funny things that he would do when you would try to spank him, and he would look at you and cry, "Master, mercy, Master, mercy."
Yeah.
And he'd be up in the tree, and he wasn't supposed to be up in the tree. You know, you'd tell him not to be up in the tree, and you'd tell him to come down, and he'd stand there and look at you and say, "But you can't spank, what, Superman or
Spider-Man?" Yeah. Makes parenting a challenge, doesn't it?
It does make parenting a challenge. You know, when Terry was little, David, I remember it was so hard to really know what she needed, especially when she'd come in and she'd made up a little friend, and her little friend was named Bubba. It was real hard for me to understand that what she needed was some security and some attention from me, but I couldn't see that. It was like that need was so great, and I couldn't understand how to give it to her.
You're right, Teresa. And as you said, you came to understand what she was really needing was things like attention and security. On today's program, we're talking about a parent becoming a needs detector. Did you know that your children have needs? That's why today's topic is so critical. What are the needs in the lives of each of your children? If you have more than one child, did you know that they have uniquely different needs? You see, when you've learned today's principle, you're going to find it'll take a lot of the mystery out of parenting. You become more empowered, competent. I know for me, for example, it was hard to understand that my children needed approval. I didn't know what approval was. I was tending to focus more on what they hadn't done and what was not happening rather than understanding my children need approval. As we explore this topic today, you'll find that, you know, when your child is hurting, when they're disappointed, let down, they've been teased or made fun of, they're going to need something called comfort. You see, as Teresa, you and I have learned some of the things we're talking about today after almost 40 years worth of parenting here. It's taken a long time. We move from kind of winging it as parents to feeling more empowered and adequate. And that's the importance of today's program.
Okay, David. So what we better tell people is how to become an empowered parent, one that's confident in their abilities. Certain that they're raising the child that God would want you to. Boy, I tell you, to be certain that I'm raising the child the way God wants me to, that would give me a great amount of security, wouldn't it? Security in knowing that I'm doing the things that'll make a lasting impression on that child. In other words, we're going to be putting something in that child, and we hope it's positive things that we're putting in that child.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio, we take you to a Parenting with Intimacy workshop. You can experience a Parenting with Intimacy workshop in your own home. Go to our website and find out about resources like our Parenting with Intimacy workbook and audio and video series as well. It's all at greatcommandment.net. And be sure to receive your free download. You'll need it for your homework later in today's program. A list of the top 10 intimacy needs. It's from the Parenting with Intimacy teaching curriculum. That's the top 10 needs at greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Imagine Jesus meeting our need for acceptance.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Has he ever accepted you? You know, when you weren't kind of acting right and maybe your attitude wasn't the best, and yet Christ has accepted you. In other words, acceptance is to continue to care and love, to receive a person gladly, even when they're sometimes not acting the best. How about you? Are you able to continue to love people even when they're a little unlovable?
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How to be an empowered parent. Thanks for joining us for today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Before we take you to a Parenting with Intimacy workshop with Dr. Ferguson, a quick reminder, you can order Parenting with Intimacy along with the companion media kits in audio CD, VHS, or DVD, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net, or call our toll-free number, 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
So we're going to take a few moments to explore what some of the needs might be that we want to become sensitive to in the lives of our children in order that we can best care for them. And I'm going to kind of talk you through some of these, and as I do, you begin to listen for maybe some of your needs, your partner's needs, and particularly some of your children's needs. And I'll share a little bit of what each of them might be, and Terry will interject some of what it might look like with a child or maybe even an infant. First, the need for acceptance. You know, acceptance is really this deliberate, positive response. It's what Christ did for us. He accepted us. If you will, looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Acceptance has to do with that sense of, I'm going to unconditionally receive you as important into my life.
Yeah, acceptance might look like when somebody likes you even if you're not perfect, or even if you blow it really badly. It's when someone likes you even if you don't change. It means when you've got an infant and you let that infant, while you're feeding them, touch your face and touch your nose, communicating, you know, I just like you around. It's going to mean being patient with your toddler when they make messes or when they get into things. It's showing, you know, I just like you around. I like you just the way you are.
Next is affection. Seemingly simple, but we don't want to miss it. Verbalize love and affectionate touch. How important it is to hear those words, I love you, and that affectionate touch, you know, an unexpected hug, you know, a pat on the back. Very important to minister affection.
Mm-hmm. Affection is touches that hugs and kisses and even playing this little piggy went to market with their toes. It's tickle sessions on the floor. It's words like, I love you, you're special, I think you're great.
Appreciation has to do with this verbal affirmation. You know, when the Bible says speak words that edify, those are words that build this person up. You know, boy, Eric, you really handled that well. Robin, you did a great job of taking care of that. Verbally expressing commendation encourages a child to continue in their good deeds.
Yeah, appreciation might look like giving a sticker for a job well done on a chart. Or it might mean a note or a certificate saying, way to go. It says, thank you for mowing the lawn. It's for the toddler, thank you for sharing your toy or a bite of your cookie. It's noticing effort.
Appreciation is similar, but maybe a little different. Approval is a little bit more of, I'm proud of who you are. I'm just proud you're my son. I'm just proud you're my daughter. Having nothing to do with anything you did, just I'm proud of you. In fact, a neat little homework I might just go ahead and share with you. You might try this week with one of your children. They can be a preschooler, school-age teenager, even one of our relatively grown children. Next time you see one of them at a holiday, try something like this. Just kind of, they're passing through the house or the living room, and you just kind of stop them and interject yourself into their life and say something like this. You know, I was reminded during a parenting with intimacy course I've been taking recently how much I love you and how proud I am you're my son or daughter. And I just had to tell you. And then just hug them. And then walk on. Just leave them standing there in the awe and the wonder of what did I do? In other words, what did I do to receive such approval? And the answer is they had to do what? Nothing. They had to do nothing. Now that's what we call grace, is it not? They had to do nothing. That's the power of ministering approval.
Yeah, approval might look like your child's picture displayed on your desk, their artwork stuck on the refrigerator. It might just sound like, I'm proud of you. I'm glad I get to be your dad. I'm so excited I get to be your mom.
Attention has to do with really two critical issues. Taking thought of another person. It's really the Bible word to take thought of another person. In other words, to think beyond myself and to think more highly of another. And also this picture of entering into another person's world. You see, each of our children have a world. It might be a world of athletics or academics or music, a world of certain special toys or animals. They have a world. And one of our critical roles as a parent is to leave our adult world. It's so easy to get preoccupied in our world. But we've got to leave our world and enter into their world and get to know them. That's the power of taking thought of them.
Yeah, attention means going to events like basketball games and soccer games and recitals, but it also means doing stuff with your child. It means getting out in the backyard and playing with them on the floor, with them on the piano bench. It means being with them. It also means just thinking of them, doing stuff they like to do. It's for little ones, it may be even playing peekaboo. Because you've given your undivided attention, listening, cooing back and forth with your infant.
So after the break, we'll explain in a little more detail how you, as a parent, can become a needs detector. Each of your children with unique needs. And then to become more empowered in meeting those needs.
I really like that need detector thing. I kind of think about this Geiger counter, you know, and you
could... That's right.
You know, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger when you hit it.
When you get close to that target.
It's like, you know, that game too, hot potato, cold potato. You know,
yeah.
You ever played that game?
That's right.
When you get close to it, you're burning up. And when you know what I'm saying.
That's right. That's parents being a needs detector.
That's right.
Let's find those targets in our children's hearts. Each of your children have unique needs that are the keys to their hearts. You and I passing on the love of Christ and his heritage to them. Thanks for joining us today. Back after this.
Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
On today's program, we're going to focus on moving our Christian lives beyond the performance, beyond doing things, to the privilege of receiving from the Lord.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Just as we received Him at our point of salvation, the Bible says we're also to walk in Him in that very same way. receiving from the Lord. What does that mean? We're excited that you've joined us today. And a part of what it's going to mean is that as we come together with the Lord, we're going to learn to maybe be a little more still, maybe a little quieter.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. This week, how to be an empowered parent. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
All right, what we're recommending that each parent do today is give priority to meeting the relational needs of their child this week. For example, what would it look like to meet the attention need of my child? What attention means is knowing them, entering their world, to play with them, to know them. If they like to play ball, to go play ball with them. If you gave them games or puzzles or a toy this week, don't just send them to their room to play with those things alone, but enter into their world and play with them. The need for affection. We know what that is, parents. We know it's hugs. We know it's kisses. We know it's verbalized expressions of saying, I love you. You cannot even imagine, or maybe you can. Think about it, parents. Who gave those to you as you were growing up? So if this is something difficult for you, you may need to consciously make it a habit of doing those things like touching and hugging and verbalized expressions of love if that's not something that you were given. To meet the need of appreciation, of saying, thank you, that was a good job. Parents, focus on those good words. Tell them when they do say words that are good, words of kindness, instead of just focusing on the words that they don't say that's nice. So appreciate them by saying, that was good words that you just spoke. I'm proud of you.
And you might meet your child's need for acceptance by, first of all, not making a big deal out of everything. You know, give your child a little slack. You know, a shirt tail could be out occasionally, you know. Don't try, as Teresa used to say, don't try to die on every hill. Right?
That's right.
I mean, as a parent, you just can't make a huge deal out of everything.
Well, or to say from here to eternity, what is this going to matter?
That's right. That's one of the ways to meet a child's need for acceptance. Give them a little slack. In other words, make big deals, big deals.
That's right.
But then let's let a little of those others go by. Maybe you can meet your child's need for approval by really just getting to know some of those character qualities inside of them that you're really grateful for. Do you see any compassion in one of your children? Do you see any tenderheartedness in there? Do you sometimes see a little servant's attitude that wants to kind of help out or around the house or with things? Do you sometimes see in one of your children someone who's really cooperative? They really cooperate well with others? Approval means to speak those things affirmingly to your children. I am really proud of how well you cooperate with the other kids in class. I am really proud of how you've been so helpful around the house today with our cleaning up. So take the opportunity to speak words of approval. Now, as you begin to meet these needs in the life of your child, you, as we said earlier in today's program, Teresa, you'll be able to hit their target. You're becoming a needs detector in the lives of your own children. And you know what? I think you'll find it'll impact their behavior. They may become more positive. Imagine that. More cooperative. Ooh, more loving.
We want that.
More content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's possible that what'll happen is, you know, as you begin to meet maybe little Johnny's need for appreciation, maybe he responds more positively. Maybe little Jennifer, she really lights up when you give her your undivided attention. And maybe Jason, he almost gets quiet when you begin to give him affection and hug on him, tell him you love him. You see, once you've begun to detect each of your children's needs and begin to give at that point of need, to really touch them at that point of the target in the heart, you'll become more of an empowered, confident, competent parent in how you relate to them.
I know, David, I can really testify that in my own life, as I've become more in tune and more aware, let's say, of my own needs, then I can really see those needs in other people. I know how to give to them, and it builds my confidence in knowing how to relate to people. Let me give you an example. I know, you know, we hear all the time, and we've talked about already on this program, about children whining. Oh, we hate whining, don't we, parents? I mean, they're whining. Well, think about it. What do they need? Have I spent enough quality time with them today? Do I need to just pull them aside and give them a hug? You know, quality time is attention. Pulling aside and giving them, you know, some affection. Maybe I just need to listen to them and really hear what they're saying. All right, maybe we also hear about all the time about the children acting out. Well, what are they acting about? Again, have I given them enough quality time? Have I really entered into their world and got to know them this week? Or am I just too busy? Those are some signals. Those are some red lights going off for us.
That's right. And before we give some closing homework, let me just remind you at greatcommandment.net, you'll find free download that explores in more detail what these needs, we've talked about five of them today, really sound like. What do they look like? You'll also find their important resources that can help you become an empowered parent. One of them, co-authored with our oldest daughter, Terry, is Parenting with Intimacy. You'll find that that book will help you a lot in understanding these kind of love targets in the hearts of your children. Now, some closing homework. On Great Commandment Radio, we love to emphasize experiencing Bible verses, not just knowing them. Let's do them. And in our earlier teaching segment, we were challenged with this thought, and we'll close with this today. Parents, how about you? Tonight when you get home, why don't you walk through the house as you encounter one of your children? Why don't you just make your way close to them and say something like this to them? You know, I was reminded today how much I love you, how proud I am of you. Then hug them and walk on. Just leaving them standing there in the wonder and awe that they've been loved. That is Great Commandment Parenting.
David and Teresa Ferguson, to help you complete your homework, be sure to visit our website, greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net for today's free download on the top 10 needs. You can pass it on to someone you love as well. It'll help a parent you may know. That's greatcommandment.net. And order Parenting with Intimacy, the workbook and book resource, along with the media kit in audio CD, DVD, or VHS. Parenting with Intimacy, you can find out about it at greatcommandment.net. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, have you ever noticed your kids are, shall we say, a little different? You'll find out how different and how to come to know their differences next time on Great Commandment Radio.
you and I were winging it.
Oh, we were.
We didn't have a clue. And you know what? I think our children could pick up on that.
Yeah.
They didn't have the security that mom and dad knew what they were doing.
That's right. And I think God knew it too.